Okay, before we begin this lesson, let's take time to confess our sins so that we will be in fellowship and controlled by the Holy Spirit so that He can teach us this lesson. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the privilege of studying Your Word. We pray now that Your Holy Spirit would be operating in us. We have confessed our sins, and we are assured that our sins are forgiven and that we are in fellowship. And so we ask now that that Holy Spirit who now controls us will teach us as we go through this lesson. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is lesson 34, Giving Thanks in Prayer. In planning our prayers, we must not omit an important part of praying that is embedded in almost every command to pray and every description of how to pray. This important component is thanksgiving. Giving thanks is something that is either called for or done throughout God's Word. Thanksgiving is ubiquitous in all the books of the Bible, perhaps none more so than Psalms. David and other psalmists gave thanks, talked about giving thanks, and exhorted giving thanks throughout the book of Psalms. One example of this can be seen in Psalm 104, which says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." God was expressing through David the importance of giving thanks. In Ephesians 5:4, thanksgiving is commanded as a spiritual activity and distinguished from its opposite, profanity. This verse says, "Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving." Thanksgiving has a flavor of recognizing blessing, while profanity connotes bitterness and a lack of acknowledgement for the goodness of God. Thanksgiving is never out of place. In the Old Testament, God preferred direct personal thanksgiving over sacrifices. In other words, instead of sacrifices. Even those designated as thanksgiving and praise sacrifices. This is because God looks at the heart first, and thanksgiving is an occurrence of the heart. Psalm 69, 30, and 31 discloses God's preference as follows. "I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull." More than anything, God likes a personal expression of thanks. This is why we are commanded so frequently to give thanks when we pray. Prayer is something we are to do all the time, and thanksgiving trails right along with it. This is what we see in Philippians 4:6, which says, "Do not be anxious in anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Thanksgiving is prayer's traveling companion and should be given all the time. The verse we just saw in Philippians deals with a prayer for supplication or supplies. But we should also thank God as a part of other kinds of prayers as well. Such is the one in 1 Timothy 2:1, which says, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone." Thanksgiving is the important tag-along for all forms and types of prayer. It is the punctuation and epilogue for every prayer and keeps the credit flowing where it is due toward God. We see occasions for thanksgiving throughout the Bible, which can be divided into three main areas of opportunity for thanks to be given. Here are these three areas. Number one, give thanks in all that you do. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That's Colossians 3:17. Number two, give thanks in all that happens. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And number three, give thanks for everything. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians 5:20. This set of occasions for giving thanks emphasizes the standard that thanks are to be expressed to God all the time, on all occasions. Sometimes, especially during discipline or training, thanksgiving may seem difficult. We may ask this: when suffering or misfortune occurs, must we really give thanks for it? The answer is yes. In everything, give thanks. This is our command, and this is the proper perspective and attitude that we will learn to maintain. As we progress upward into greater knowledge of God's Word and learn to apply His techniques for living, our posture will reflect greater gratefulness toward God and greater awareness of how everything is working together for our good. Giving thanks under all conditions is the response of maturity, one we grow into. As we get closer to God, any other response to God will seem foreign and unfitting. All right, some questions. Number one, what is the opposite of thanksgiving? And number two, what is our proper response when adversity comes? We have several scriptures. First of all, 1 Timothy 1:12, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that He considered me faithful, appointing me to His service. 1 Corinthians 11:24, the Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it. Romans 14:6, he who eats meat eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks to God. And he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. Psalm 30:12, O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. And Revelation 11:17, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, and what we're most familiar with, who will always be. So remember, whatever our circumstances, we should give thanks to God. And as we move deeper into the riches of His Word and understand the marvels of His grace, we will understand that everything that happens is part of His plan and that it all works together for our good. Father, help us to process this lesson. Help us to understand that You love us, and that when You act toward us, that You are doing so for our benefit and our growth, and so that we will look to You and pay attention to You and trust You. We pray that this lesson that will sink in, and that we will continually give thanks for all that You do for us in our behalf and do with us, so that we can perform in Your Spirit and by Your strength. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.